Simmer wants me to introduce. Good morning, Duke Ellington. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, dear. I'm looking for the adjective that you're going to throw after football.
I would always want to call you, as I have before, our football expert.
Yes.
Or football analyst.
Correct.
But given your struggles at predicting, Simmer, what did you want me to introduce Duke as this morning?
I just saw taking the pressure off him just to introduce him as a football fan.
That's Simmer, Duke. That's not me. That's Simmer.
All right. He seems to forget that I did win the Pico Cup.
After the rules were changed because I was so far out in front.
You couldn't. You're like Aaron Rodgers, so Simmer, you couldn't deliver in the big game.
You didn't finish them.
No, that's true. I actually, right up until the very moment, it was like Miss America. I was sure I had won the crown. I was actually pretty shocked when all of a sudden your name was announced, Duke. And I haven't gotten over it.
Okay, listen, before we get to the picks and the fun and frivolity with that, we're asking in our Tool and Equipment Store web poll question today, Duke, and your Pats, your New England Patriots, are not in the running. Simmer's favorite team as well. So we're asking this morning, which game, if you could only watch one, are you most looking forward to seeing this weekend of the four divisional playoff games? So which one do you think is whets your appetite the most?
Well, I don't think I'm going to be alone in saying it's the Buffalo-Kansas City game. Television certainly thinks it's going to be the game to watch since it's on Sunday night. And, you know, I think we could make a good case that the winner of this game has a really good chance to win the Super Bowl. And you got the two young quarterbacks. You got two teams that are playing at really high level and lots of storylines. So to me, that's the one to watch.
All right. 59% of people, you're right, do agree with you. Second on the list is Packers-Niners. Followed by Rams, Bucks, and no surprise, trailing far behind is Bengals, Titans. That's the reason it's on 4:30 on Saturday.
That's it. All right. Exactly.
All right. Let's get going. So to review, it was 1 point. So we're doing three picks. We're doing straight up. We're doing with the spread, and we're doing the over under. For round one, the wild card weekend, it was 1 point. And if you got all three right, you got the bonus point. So 4 points total possible.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, point values double, so 2 points per pick. Does that mean 8 points if you sweep, Hammer?
You got it. Eight points for the sweep.
All right. So 32 possible points up for grabs here. This could be a huge swing in the standings. Let's tell everybody where the standings are after week one.
Well, our NFL expert, Sean Simpson, leads with 16 points.
All sports expert.
Oh, that's right. That's true. From Creech, all sports expert.
Yes.
Our NFL fan, Duke, is second with 12.
16, 12, yes.
JR has nine.
Nine, right where I need to be. And where are you?
And I'm ready to strike, baby, with a six-pack.
You have 6 points?
I have 6 points.
You could literally throw darts and get more than 6 points.
You're only three ahead of me.
That's a lifetime.
And
my friend.
I went out on a limb with the Cardinals. Yeah. My God.
But fantastic. The beautiful part, Duke, that I wanted to review, though, the one that you laid the ground for the most was Arizona going in and beating the Rams,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
You had a bunch of stuff laying there. I said to JR, my formula of doing no research works far better.
And as I watched Kyler Murray underhand a pass from his own end zone for an LA touchdown to make it 21-0, I was thinking I should have gone with Simmer.
Yeah, there you go. You're never wrong going with Simmer on these. All right, let's start with game one, the least anticipated matchup. The Cincinnati Bengals are at the Tennessee Titans, 4:30 matchup. Tennessee, of course, won the AFC bye. They're expected to get Derrick Henry back. He's practiced this week. Second all-time playoff meeting between the two. The only other one was in 1990. The Bengals beat the then Houston Oilers, which was actually Cincinnati's last playoff win until they won last week, was over the Tennessee franchise. The Titans are the number one seed for the third time. They've lost the last two times in the divisional round when they've been the number one seed. All right, Hammer, what is the spread and what is the over-under on this one?
Titans are favored by 3.5. The over-under is 47.5.
47.5. You, as a last-place finisher after round one, will go first. What do you got?
I have got the upset. I have got the Titans going down for the third time in a row as the AFC's top seed. I don't trust them. They've had some really terrible losses during the regular season against some really bad teams. Not that the Bengals are a bad team, but the Bengals are hot. They're hot right now, and they they took out the Raiders without even a running game. I think that's going to change a little bit against the Titans. And I like the Bengals here. Give me the points. And I'm taking the over as well.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll go the exact opposite of you. I will actually take Tennessee. I think the bye is a huge thing here. I think Tennessee is always underrated. Love Derrick Henry. He's a playoff warrior. I love that factor coming in, and A.J. Brown. And I think Mike Vrabel is just a good football coach. I think Cincinnati is an up-and-coming team. They struggle to beat the Raiders, quite honestly, as good as Joe Burrow was. So I'll take Houston. I will give the 3.5 points. So I'll take the Titans there as well. And I'll take the under of 47.5.
Houston was mixed in there, Hammer.
Yeah. Tennessee, sorry. Duke, you're next.
Yeah, I'm more leaning with JR. I think the bye is important, and I think both Tennessee and Green Bay will benefit from that. The Bengals come in a little banged up, especially on the defensive front, which does not bode well with the Titans' ability to run the ball. I do think they're going to find a way to take Ja'Marr Chase out of the game. So I think Tennessee is just a better team, better coach, and I'm going to take Tennessee to win, Tennessee to cover, and the over.
Okay. All right. Simmer.
Yeah. No, all the same logic, guys. Cincinnati barely was at 3 defensive guys out. And there is no doubt that extra week off. And I don't want to say that, you know, hey, they're thrilled that they've won one game. And they certainly have a lot of upside. But I totally agree with Duke. It's Tennessee across the board for me and the over.
All right. Game number 2 Saturday night. The 49ers are at the Packers. 9th playoff meeting between these two teams. So that ties the Cowboys versus the Rams for the all-time most playoff games between two teams. Aaron Rodgers, 0-3 in the playoffs against the 49ers. The Packers beat the 49ers, though, in the regular season this year, 30-28, way back in Week 3. The Packers have lost in the NFC Championship game each of the last 2 seasons, including to the 49ers a couple of years ago. All right, what's our spread on this one?
Spread is the Packers by 5.5. And the over-under, the same as the Titans and Bengals at 47.5.
Okay, so I go first on this one. Is that right? Okay. I like Nick Bosa is playing, apparently, in this game. I like just the way San Francisco is built, but I think Green Bay will win the game. So I'll take Green Bay to win the game. I will take the points, though. So I'll take San Fran within 5.5. And I'm kind of waffling on this, but I'll take the under on this one as well. I'll take the under of 47.5. Duke.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of agree with JR. I think, again, with the bye, Green Bay's got some guys coming back, and I think the injury to Garoppolo is going to hamper the 49ers maybe more than a lot of people think. So I'm going to take Green Bay to win and to cover, and I'm going to go with the under. I think both teams are going to kind of milk the clock a little bit, and so we're not going to see a ton of points. Cold night, so under.
All right, Simmer.
Yeah, no, I agree with you guys again. I just think the turnover around.
You're just covering your lead.
No, I really not. But in the case of Bosa, that type of injury, other guys banged up. And boy, the stress of 17 to 18 to 19 games now. I'll take Green Bay. I'll take them to cover. And I'll take the over anyway. I still think with the both teams, there'll be enough to cover that.
All right. Hammer.
I've got the Packers, and I'm taking the points, and I'm taking the over.
Okay. Game number 3, Rams at Buccaneers, Sunday, 3 o'clock. Rams won the Week 3 matchup in this one, although at home, 34-24, 4 TD passes for Matthew Stafford. Tom Brady was 41 of 55, though, in that game for 432 yards, but only 1 touchdown pass. How about this stat? Tom Brady, this is his 17th appearance in the divisional round. His career record is 14-2. 14-2 in the divisional round. Of course, all but one with the New England Patriots. All right, what's our spread? What's our over-under on this one?
Oh, TB and the Bucks, 3.5-point favorites, over-under 48.5.
Okay, Duke, you're up first.
This hurts my heart. I just don't think Tampa Bay now, with the injuries they've got, especially on the offensive line, and with Aaron Donald and Von Miller on the other side of the ball. Not that I trust Matthew Stafford, but I just think this is the one that's going to be the upset and is going to derail the Bucs' chance to repeat. So I am going to take the Rams to cover, the Rams to win. I'm scared to do it, but yeah, I'll take LA to win, and I'll take the under.
All right. Simmer.
You know what? I think Fournette's going to be back. I won't bet against Tom Brady anytime in the playoffs, so I'll take Tampa Bay. I'll take them to cover, and it's certainly going to be high scoring. I'll take the over.
All right. Hammer.
Nice mixed bag there. I have got the Rams as well with Duke and the upset, the points, of course, and the over. JR.
I was going to take the Rams, but two of you three guys have taken the Rams. This was going to be my pick too. Darn it all. Okay, I'll take the points, the 3.5 points. I'll take the Bucks to win a tight game, and I will take the under on that game as well. Last but not least, game of the weekend for a lot of people. Bills at Chiefs, 6:30-ish kickoff on this one. Chiefs beat the Bills 38-24 in last year's AFC Championship game, also in Kansas City. The Bills, though, beat the Chiefs in Week 5 this season, 38-20. Josh Allen had 4 total touchdowns in that game. That, by the way, the biggest loss Patrick Mahomes has had in his career at Arrowhead. Bills have lost 6 straight road playoff games. Okay, over-under on this one and the spread.
The spread is the Chiefs and Mahomes by 2.5. Over-under, high, 54.5 for this
Whoa,
bad boy.
54.5. Okay, Simmer.
You know what? I look at this one, guys, simple. Buffalo starts fast, Green Bay, or Kansas City doesn't. They'll get enough of a lead, and with the best defense in football, not enough for them to come back. So I'll take the Bills and obviously the points, and I'll take the over.
Okay, Hammer.
I as well have the Bills. Man, I'm mimicking Simmer, except I got the under. Bills. 2.5, of course, take the points and the under.
Okay, I'm also taking the Bills to win the game outright, so obviously getting the 2.5 points as well. All signs would point toward this being a high-scoring game, so I'll just, for the sake of just being different, I will take the under on this game of 54.5. Duke?
Well, JR, it's too early to start manipulating the numbers here to try to stay in the lead or not get too far behind. There's still 2 more rounds to go, and with all the points at stake, I'm going to just stay with what I think is going to happen, which is the same as you guys. I think Buffalo, this is their year to slay the dragon, as it were, and I think they're the better team, and I think they got a great defense, as Simmer mentioned. So I like Buffalo to win outright, obviously cover, and I think the points aren't going to be as fast and furious as maybe some think, so I'm going under as well.
Okay, so there we go. So I think, so Duke, you took the, just straight up, you took the Bills?
Yeah.
And you took the Rams, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and also you took the Titans and the Packers, the two
right.
The two bye teams.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So by the time we reconvene on here on Monday with you, will you be introduced as football guy, football fan, football analyst, or football expert?
Oh, jeez.
Might have Moron. To go with
Moron could be in there.
We might have to go with anonymous caller.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, it should be a great bunch of games. Looking forward to it. It could be, you know, it sets itself up for 4 very competitive games, which I think is fans of the game we all would love. So we'll reconvene with you on Monday and Duke, and a little less on the picks and a lot more on the game. So enjoy the games this weekend. We'll chat again on Monday.
Awesome, guys. Have a great weekend.